I thank you for all the work you've done. I do hope they pay you fairly, but it's best you waste no time. The wind's kicked up and the sun'll be down and gone before we know it, dear. The tide is in and rough, but I think you'll be safe here to chance it. You're a sailor. You know the sea better than I. I'm just what's left of the lighthouse staff. Doesn't require much to keep one up and running these days, I'm honest. I like the quiet. That much is true. Life can render one so tired, don't you agree? Nothing in particular, just the weight of being alive and doing. Now, can I help you shuffle off your skiff, or are you fine to do it on your own? Now remember, keep the lighthouse in your mind and you won't be lost. I'm grateful for the supplies you brought. I could have made another week, or maybe two. The onions and potatoes that I just put in the ground are so freshly planted. Not yet ready to pick. All right, well, fair weather to you and safe passage. Well, stay the night. Oh, no. I think it'd be better if you were off. The sun'll keep if you follow. The weariness will clear from your eyes once I see, I know it. Oh my God, oh Lord, you nearly fainted. Oh my God, are you quite well? You look a fright. Am I haunted? You're white as a ghost, I'd say. Fine. I've got an extra bed on the second floor where you can rest your head, and by the gold of the dawn hour, you must be off. So, set yourself down here, love. Let me get you a bowl of soup. My, the wind is picking up wicked. I hope it is a briefer storm than your stay. There we are. Can you sit upright? Oh, Lord, you've got an empty belly in you. Let's fill it and get you bed-bound. There now. How do you find this bit of work running supplies across the channel? Seems there could be easier work than this for you. Oh, and me? I've been around just long enough to know when I've had enough. Alone is what I do and like. You don't need more company than myself. It's not like I'm as old as to be your grandmother or even your mother. But I am as wearied as if I were twice over, so. Are you an old soul? I never know what that means, you hear it said. Like, water has memory when it passes through a spring and a summer rain, so does a soul, having passed through so many lifetimes and bodies. Such an odd thought, I'd say. Some are old when yet young, and others, well, their inside bits never catch a gear. Well, yes, now you said it, there has been tales of the lighthouse from well before me and nearer to when the gods were new. But the one I'm sure you've heard is about the Virgin Widow of the Midland Lighthouse. You've heard it? Oh, I thought you said you were a sailor, Fire. Now, I scarce believe it. Ghost stories don't make you squeamish, do they? These days, the modern mind is so easily confined, our imagination, we can't seem to roam as well as they used to. Sorry, I don't mean to speak in riddles. Okay, so the Virgin Widow. I hope I well remember it. Okay, the keeper had taken a wife before he was to begin his 6 month stretch on the island minding the light, and they had wed the afternoon, crossed this very channel and unloaded the vessel there on the same dock you're tied to. The girl, she was virgin, dressed in white lace and a crown of flowers, had kissed her mom and dad goodbye and went out into the wind and waves. Now what happened that first night in their marriage bed is not well known, other than it was not consummated. Some say her husband had a taste for blood and looked to make her corpse to keep himself. Or she was the devil in disguise and had made a feast of him that night. These were in the old days when it took much more than one soul to keep the lighthouse burning. A month later, a sailor like yourself with supplies made a passage across the channel and was met at the island's edge by the wife, who waved and greeted him. "Oh, where is your husband?" the sailor said.
what husband?
The sailor was confounded. You were a bride in the afternoon you came here. Where is the happy groom?
And the woman blushed. I am but a virgin, sir, of only the sea and sky, no husband.
You keep the lighthouse alone? How is that so? And the girl said,
I'm a bit stronger than I look, I promise. To climb up the spiral stair so often to the beacon has added to my stamina.
And she added, I keep busy and there's always work.
I feel like a stranger to myself sometimes, though. My soul aches, as does my heart, to find another soul and heart like mine.
And the girl was so beautiful, and the sailor was bewitched. His eyes were fixed on her body, which was shapely and soft. She told him,
I know the depths of loneliness so well. I promise you, sir, I am unspoiled. Here, let me show you. And she took that poor sailor to bed. And when he entered her, he found it true. She cried out, bled, and was a virgin no more.
Well, they did what men and women do all night long. And when the man awoke at the dawn's first color, he reached across the bed to draw his new love near. But as he did, noticed the thing which was nailed to the wall above the bed. Now, it was like leather, he thought, an odd shape, but thick and a strange dark crimson color. He pulled himself up to his knees to see it yet better, an odd design. He tried to understand what he was seeing there hanging from a nail. He went to touch it, found it smooth, folded it a bit over, and what it was turned his poor stomach sick. He tore out of the room, out of the house, out of the boat, across the channel, and ne'er looked behind him. From his time as a medic in the war, he had recognized the valves and ventricles of a human heart, dried and tanned like leather, and not a soul believed him then, but the tale still survived. And he died as the living do. Now a girl. She remains only in the story here. There isn't any more to know than that. The soup is good. Oh, I am pleased to hear it. And there's fresh linen in the closet, washroom across the hall, and the attic door. Oh, there's an attic door in the wall in the bedroom. But don't mind it. The wind howls heavy there, but don't mind it at all. That heavy gale is my only company here.
I'll accept you tonight. Or should I help you to bed, dear? No. Be careful up these steps and call me should you need. Take your rest and sleep soundly, knowing about to look over and after you. Come now, you've a full belly and a weary eyes.
Was the story true?
As true as any tale is, I suppose.
Mostly fiction, sure, with a tiny ribbon of truth woven in.
You rest well, sir, and take this candle with you, should the lights give out.
Sleep thee sound. Good night, sir.
Like you,
boys like you,
blow in with the wind and go out with the wind.
Welcome is the night, don't you think?
Welcome. You are a sailor by stars or storms you sail. That's you and that's me.
Don't move.
Don't move.
I'm a biter.
I was in the garden with the asp.
Do you know my name?
First wife of Adam am I. Do you want to know what I taste like? I can linger over your lips like this, my breath and your breath. Are we equals? Let me kiss you and see. Lie still. The sins in your mouth are not the sins of a sailor. Give me more of it. What more can you teach me? They've locked me in. They were wise to do so, and they kept the keys. But where there are boys like you, I go, pressing down on you like death. The weight of me. Your hands here, on my thighs. Grip them, hold them, so I can move against you, grind into you. Indeed, I thought it might be. Still, to entice hot blood, as is yours, as I grind my needy little butt against your cock. Not a scrap of clothing on. No use for clothes. Not here, or now, or anywhere. I have few gifts, but those I do have are keen. Let your lips go. Let your hands go. Fall, slip, slide, down, around, between, above, below, tits, belly, thighs, intrepid fingers, go. Me above, you below. You're harder still. And what to do with a cock like this? A needful, slippery thing. Should I swallow it? And with which hole? I could be your shadow slut. Is that what you want? Sword in its sheath to the hilt? Or shall I devour us like a feast to the starved? Fuck, fuck. There you have me pinned beneath you. Everywhere. Put your hands everywhere. Put them everywhere. A handful of my ass or... Twist, twist, squeeze me there. Oh, you are a brave seaman. I have been in a tangled up state. If you have me by the throat as you do now, do you think you've won? Your tongue burns. Your lips treading down my belly to my... Oh. You're a fever. Yes, my pussy's swollen and wet. You've made me ache. Oh. Oh, put your tongue there. Fuck me. Fuck me with your mouth. Come on. Oh. This is how I could break. This is how. Now you take me there with your tongue. With your teeth. Oh, biting my clit. You're wicked. You're a wicked boy. A man. I can't help but press my forward. I can't help but press forward with my hips. Don't hold me down. Don't hold me down. Or draw it out. You're cruel, 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 cruel. My clit. Don't slap my clit. Don't slap it. Oh, fuck. break me down. I am a fool and a whore. Slap me clean. Fuck me with your fingers and tongue. How can you do so little and take so much, so much? Oh, go on then. Go on. I could come just like that. From the sting itself. Again. God, fuck me with your fingers. Fuck me with your fingers. Like that with your tongue. Oh, yet more. More. Fuck. No. Not by my hair. You are rough. I'll bruise the way you toss me around. Push down. Take it out. Ass up. Face down. Take it out, please. Fuck. You hold my head down and spread my thighs and part them as I lie down on my belly, coiling up all over. Want to ruin me? Ruin me, I will allow it. Come on. No. I need to be fucked. Are you a man? You are threaded inside me. Now make me come with that cock. Come on, go. You think you've won? Are we to do this all night? Fuck. Oh, it hurts. You wear right fucking through me. I'm covered in bruises and welts. Leave my clit alone. I swore with angels. It's good. I can't help it. I'm ruined. Oh my god. Get your hand away. It's too fucking much. I'm too full. Oh, fuck. More. Fill it up. Come on, you fuck. I'm ruined for other men. Take it. Take what you want to flood me. Fuck. You invent new sins. Fall asleep inside me. Just like this. Don't move. Oh, don't move. Stay inside me. Hush, sailor. Hush. Stay inside me and I'll wake you with my cunt. So soundly, sweetheart, I could not tear you from the dream you were in. The wind is low and the tide is right. I've packed your bread and cheese and wine. Your skiff awaits to take you back to where you belong and where you've always been. To the shore of slowly expiring time, an hourglass, the sundial painted in the grass. All things go and decay. Why don't you give out and find a grave? But not here. We are outside the boundary now. You look so wearied. Close your eyes and dream again. I'll free your little boat from its coil and watch the waves swallow it. Where you are, I will come to you. Where I go.